to you, baby.
That's deep V in ski ray language.
Spanish.
Yeah. It's Spanglish.
Is this Spanish? We've already went over this, and I don't even remember what it was.
I don't remember. All I know is I've been drinking, and today it's Double V.
Okay.
Deep V is back.
It is.
For today's episode,
right?
We're in love.
We are. We're on location.
Yeah. Well,
in... Because, you know, this is the Sounds of Love episode.
This is the Sounds of Love
episode. We are on location because ski ray is like, what, 190 in?
Yeah.
So we thought it would be necessary if we did it in his deep V cave.
And by 190, what he's referring to for our new listeners is my dick has been in 190 women.
And three guys.
So we're talking love today.
Yep.
They say there's somebody for everybody.
There is.
I look for that somebody every motherfucking weekend in the same bar and have not found her.
Okay. But you have found 190.
They're always the wrong ones.
Right.
It's like, she'll do. I've not found someone that I can spend the rest of my month with.
Right.
I find someone for the night.
Okay.
But anything beyond like a couple weekends.
Okay.
That bitch is getting annoying.
That's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's 14 days.
That's a lot of days.
So many days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of dinners going on there. Yeah. Taking the covers.
Right. If you were like, had an overdue book, that's like 45 cents.
Yeah. I had a chick come. I met her at Sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
Probably what? Oh, 2 weeks? Two? No. You know what? Might be some bitches listening. Just know that I met her at Sandbar. And she comes over and we mess around.
Right.
And this bitch had nerve to go to my bathroom and pull out a toothbrush that she brought with her. Like, you were prepared to spend your raggedy ass with me for the entire night?
Right.
Bitch, you need to leave.
Right.
She didn't leave. I just pounded again. Yeah. Her breath smelled great. So.
The head was minty fresh.
Right. So, moving on with this ode here.
Yep.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
I'm single.
I'm married.
How's that working?
You heard me say I'm married.
Is that right?
I'm married.
Lowercase m.
Yeah.
Exclamation point at the end.
No, it's like more like a period, period, period.
Period, period, period. Just yeah. Continues on.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. It never ends. More, it never really ends more so because divorces are expensive.
They're very expensive.
So expensive.
Well, they're expensive if you have money.
Yeah.
So she's going to get $14 if I get divorced.
Okay. All right. Well, that $14 is like... What's that?
2 weeks in dollar talk.
2 weeks in dollar talk. When did you first fall in love?
Well, we started dating in eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
So
would you say that you were in love in eighth grade?
No, probably like mid-high school, though.
Mid-high school,
yeah.
You were like...
I was like, I kind of like this stupid bitch.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
When did you first see her?
I can't wait for her to hear this.
When did you first touch her boob?
Eighth grade.
That's love.
Yeah.
That's love. Yeah. You got nipple and all?
No nip.
No nip.
Well, maybe like over shirt nip.
Okay, so
it was like an accidental nip. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So you just got like around the nip.
Boom. Yeah.
What is
the
that?
Areola?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You got UFO like spaceship boob.
Yeah, I got Area 51 boob.
There we go. All right. Was it good then?
So good then.
How's the boob rounding out? Is it still the same?
It got bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, from eighth grade, yeah.
Okay. I mean, some girls are, I mean, in the most non...
Yeah.
They're pretty.
In the most non-Bill Cosby way.
Yeah. I've seen Kylie Jenner. And
yeah. She's close, though, so it doesn't matter.
She is.
Like, next month.
No, she's 18 now.
Is she 18 now?
Yeah, she's done.
Did you hear
awesome.
Tyga,
yeah.
Her ex-boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend, cheated on her?
I heard dick pic to a tranny.
Yeah, with a tranny.
Good for him. Both of them.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Guys are, you know, we're cooler. So.
I mean, I sent you a dick pic last week, so.
I liked it.
Guys send dicks.
See, the thing with when you send me dick pics and how I know that I may or may not be gay, no judge.
Right.
I don't just look at it.
Right.
You study. I gotta use my zoom.
You zoom in.
Yeah. I gotta like move it around and
like
all
it's a
sides.
Map and you're looking for clues.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
Yeah. You sent me a lot of bush in your dick pic. A
lot of bush.
And you did it like with the black and white fucking
the filter
thing.
Yeah.
It looked 100% like the Blair Witch Project.
You know why I sent you the bush? Because you like bush.
I love bush. Bush is good. For all women listening, just know that your man may say, I don't like Bush.
I don't like Bush.
He's a fucking liar.
I'm not lying.
If you bust out Bush, his dick is going to take off like Usain Bolt
inside of me. It will take off inside of me.
No. It's going to be the biggest hard-on ever.
Nope.
Bush is so good.
Bush is yucky.
Oh, I love it. Just thinking about it right now, like the sound.
I didn't even vote for him.
The snap, crackle, and pop.
Yep.
Yeah. I love Rice Krispie Bush.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, because if you think about it.
Good for you.
Yeah, because then if you bust in the bush, snap, crackle, and pop,
right.
Boom, Rice Krispie treats.
Yep, okay.
Oh,
that's how it happens.
That's. Are you eating that?
Yeah. Wait, am I eating mine?
You said Rice Krispie Treats?
Shit! No, I'm not eating her bush with my cum. I'm going to make her cum. She's creating the marshmallow.
Right.
Boom, Rice Krispie Treats.
Okay.
That's how it's happening.
All right. I got you.
Well, with you being married
and
finding love and Area 51 boob in eighth grade.
Right.
You're more knowledgeable in love than I am.
Correct.
Like, my definition of love is way
14
different.
Days. I got you.
It's a lot different than yours. I would describe love for me. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to getting the wrong order at Taco Bell.
Okay.
Like, you didn't want sour cream on your tacos.
Right.
But you're already home.
You don't want to deal with it.
You don't want to go back.
I got
you. So you're just like, fuck it. I'm going to just eat these.
Yeah.
That's love.
Okay.
The wrong fucking order.
I see that. Yeah.
It works out.
Yeah.
I
got the wrong order, but like, I didn't mind the wrong order.
Yeah.
Because I hate sour cream.
Yeah.
It was just like a little, there's some tomatoes on top. I just took the tomatoes off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe, I guess I said marriage, but that's really how I would describe, I said love, right? Mm-hmm. Or marriage. Yeah.
You said love.
I said love.
Yeah.
And what I meant to say is that's how I would describe marriage. Love is kind of different.
Right.
Love is like when you have to poop, but you're in public.
Right.
So you hold it for 11 hours.
Okay.
You get home.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking unleash hell.
I don't even care. I'll do it in public.
The feeling immediately after unleashing hell.
Feels amazing.
That's love.
Yeah.
That's fucking in love right there.
I can see that.
With toilet paper, though.
Right.
Love can.
The soft kind with lotion in it.
It's a thin line between love and no toilet paper.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you don't have toilet paper.
You are living dangerously.
You're taking a shower soon.
Yes.
Or you're walking bow-legged, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Itchy butthole.
The three seashells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Itchy butthole. That's what kids do. What? There was a comedian who talked about that. Kids don't really wipe their ass. They just shit, get up, and wiggle.
I've done that a few times when I was a kid, yeah.
Really?
I'd be like, I'm totally fine. It was a hard poop. I'm good.
Yeah. A hard poop.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You know what I'm talking
nice
about?
Nice crispy one.
Yeah. It was cut clean.
You know what? It's not often where you get those poops when you get older, though.
Right. No.
I've got so much in my digestive system.
Right.
When I poop now, it looks like, I don't know, like, when
throw
you
up?
A lava lamp broken. What happened here?
The fuck is going on
yeah,
here?
Clean up on aisle five. So that's love, though. That's how I would describe love.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lust is a little bit different.
Sure.
Now, I'm a big advocate of lust.
Mm-hmm.
Lust is more natural.
Yeah.
It's musty. It's got pubic hair.
Right.
It's on birth control.
Okay.
Now, drunk lust,
mm-hmm.
same thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I love the birth control lust.
Sure, yeah.
I will believe anyone that tells me.
Sure.
If you told me right now that you were on birth control,
okay.
I'm busting in your butthole. I trust you.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if you bust in the butthole, it doesn't really matter. That's birth control right there.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is the built-in aphrodisiac.
You're double birth controlling it.
Double birth control.
I got you.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Double bagging.
Double safe.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of condoms.
Nah, they're the worst.
I was talking with Royce Acapo earlier because I was telling him I literally cannot stand fucking with a condom. It's the worst to where I don't even want to have sex if I got to have a condom on now.
I've worn a condom one time in my life.
How was it?
I took it off. It was like four pumps in. And I literally took it off. I was like, no.
So Royce Acapo asked me, what would you describe as worse than having sex with a condom on? The only thing that I could compare sex without a condom or sex with a condom is mm-hmm. that's worse.
Right.
Oatmeal with no sugar.
That's fucking bad.
Yeah. You know, I had that a couple days ago and it wasn't that good. I'll give you another one.
Okay.
It's like getting a hand job with calloused hands.
Ooh. With no lotion?
Yeah. Because like I have calloused hands. I'm thinking that's a hand job with... Doesn't feel great.
All right.
I'm not very good at it myself, apparently.
So that's like a hand job from Ronnie Coleman in the gym.
Right.
You know, dry hands.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Lightweight.
Lightweight, baby.
Lightweight. That's sucky.
Yeah. That's sucky.
Yeah. I did say I like drunk lust, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it leads me to fat chicks.
Okay.
Lots of fat chicks.
Right.
Now, I commend fat chicks for being so fat.
You commend them from eating too much.
Yeah.
You're like, good job.
It does something down to their private parts to where it now becomes like an incubator. And it's just lots of goodness going on.
Nothing
down there.
Sounds good about it. You said an incubator. I think of just, it's the smelliest.
Mm-mm.
No.
When
no.
they spread their legs, you can feel the heat from their genitalia. You're like,
well, it's hot down there. It's yeah. a lot of weight.
It's like a V8 motor down there. You just want to take that bitch for a quarter mile drive.
Probably been overheated a few times.
It's a lot of pussy to move around.
This is very true. Yeah. Have you, the difference about like a, you've never had like a fat pussy?
No.
Like where it's like fat?
Mm-mm.
Where it's like a, you could put like a goddamn stick of butter on there because it's a dinner roll.
You're talking Paula Deen vagina.
Does she have fat pussy?
Well, she likes to use butter, and I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, shit, I couldn't believe it wasn't butter, so. I didn't know. I need to send her a text.
I wouldn't. I don't think she likes black people.
I mean, that's debatable.
She'd say
if,
that, yeah.
I mean, if I'm having sex and she says, fuck me, nigger, I'm just going hard.
So, she might, actually.
Joke's on you, bitch. Yeah, I mean, the fat chicks can get all of Ski Ray's love.
Yeah.
They can't get my last name, but they can get this dick.
Okay.
For sure, for sure. They tell the best secrets. Because even if they do tell somebody, nobody's going to believe your high cholesterol ass. Have sex with you. Stop it with that fucking lie.
Sure.
But come over later. Anyways, hey, what are we drinking today? And this isn't the Audio Cave. This is Ski Ray's couch that we're at today.
We are drinking wine.
I don't mind the wine. Actually, I'm lying. I don't really like wine.
I hate wine.
Yeah. I don't know. Bill Cosby wasn't going to get me because there's no way that I'm drinking wine.
Nope.
He would have had to.
Not around him, at least.
Right. What's going on with him?
I don't know. He just likes pounding tired chicks.
Sleepy women?
Yeah.
I like some type of movement. Like, he's fucking dead fishes.
Yeah.
I'm not even touching a dead fish.
Yeah. It would be really hard.
Yeah.
Like, flip over.
Yeah.
No. Like, I have to flip you.
I like to put the legs back. Like
right.
when they're not moving, their legs are so heavy.
So heavy.
Like, give me some type of assistance.
Dead weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
Nope.
Basically, yeah, I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Maybe he has helpers.
He probably does.
He might. Yeah. He places a little fellow.
Yeah.
And they come in and lift the legs up.
I'm not a big fan of wine.
Yep.
Just because it's dry.
Mm-hmm. And it tastes like dog shit.
Yeah, it's tart.
Yeah.
It basically tastes like afterbirth.
Have you had afterbirth?
I've not had afterbirth, but let me give you an example of what it probably tastes like.
Okay.
So I'm about to have my child 3 years ago, actually 4 years ago approaching now. The only advice my dad has for me going into
labor?
Operating room. No, because she had a C-section.
Gotcha.
He tells me, wear old shoes. And I'm like, what?
I want to make sure he sees my feet when he comes out, so no.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking
right.
about. So anyways, I'm like, whatever. I'll wear some old shoes. So I wear some old jogging shoes.
Okay.
Baby comes out. Afterbirth literally splashes everywhere. I felt like I was at like a pregnant fucking water park, but the
like
water
a wave
was
pool?
Was afterbirth.
Yeah.
It got everywhere.
Yuck. Is that true?
I still have the shoes. Hi, son.
You have the shoes?
Yeah, it's a good memory. It's a good like memory.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
They smell so good.
Uh huh.
Yucky.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It could have been worse, you know.
How?
I don't know. I guess it wasn't the best.
Sure.
You overlook the dirty shoes because you're like, oh,
a child.
Look at my son. Came out of that. Wipe him off, please. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Clean him.
Yeah.
Before you give him to me.
Yeah, they literally throw him in your arms and you're like, sick. Someone needs to fucking handle this. On the Bill Cosby tip, though.
Right.
True or false?
Okay.
What you drink can lead to love.
False.
False.
Yeah.
Can it lead to lust?
Yes.
100%?
100%.
Yeah.
Enough tequila, you guys will be looking real good.
Yeah. Now, I can probably vouch for this shit, because more times than not from my experiences,
yep.
when you're drunk
mm-hmm.
and she says, pull out.
Right. Not gonna happen.
Not happening.
No.
I was just nodding my head no for like 12 seconds there.
It's the timing factor.
Yeah,
that you're off on.
I'm oh. off.
Yeah,
it's so. Like it's like a delay. It's like right. when you play your music over Bluetooth.
Sure,
it's just a little bit late. You know.
Sure,
that?
You're right. Right.
That's
right.
Me. Like, yeah. Fuck. I gotcha. I'm sorry. We'll deal with this in no more than 3 months later, because after 3 months it's too late. You're having the baby.
Not in Mexico.
Oh, really?
You got 6 months in Mexico, baby.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
You just probably killed 2 children for me in the future. That is a game changer for me.
True story.
And it's probably cheaper.
100%.
Viva la fucking Mexico.
It's 100% safer too.
Yeah. and clean.
This is Mexico.
Because when you think about Mexico, the first thing I think about is clean. Sanitary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, back on that note, if a woman tells me to pull out,
right,
I'm Helen Keller. I don't hear any of that.
Yeah.
No.
You just need to feel around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make your own language.
Yeah. When I'm fucking, the only thing I hear is, oh, no, don't stop, and harder.
Right.
Yeah.
I got you.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah, those are the words that I hear.
It works.
In so many different variations. Sometimes she could be saying literally, stop, you're destroying my vagina.
Right.
She could be saying, don't stop. And then when they say don't stop, for whatever reason, I'm about to come.
It goes so much faster. Right?
Like, don't say those words. Because it's not going to end up good.
No.
Belly button filled. No. Yeah. A little jacuzzi. A little bubbly jacuzzi there. That's love, though.
Right.
That's what love is.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So let's say, though, maybe you live on the East Coast.
Okay.
And Mexico isn't exactly the most convenient drive to have an abortion.
Right.
Or no, smishmortion.
Smishmortion, yeah.
6 months later.
Right.
You know what you can do?
What?
Just go ahead and have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Foster child that bitch up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Give it to someone.
Okay.
People downplay and talk about foster kids and how they don't have a promising future and all that.
Sure.
You know what I say to those fuckheads?
What?
Go Baltimore Ravens.
Right. Michael Orr?
Michael Orr.
He hates that movie, by the way.
Why?
I don't know. He thinks it ruined his life.
No, what ruined his life is being a dumb black motherfucker from Ole Miss.
So you say
raised by white people.
Do whatever you can not to be black or Mexican.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
There we go.
I got you.
Yeah. If you're a black or Mexican foster kid, you're fucked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, because if you get adopted by a black family,
sure,
they don't like you. Not their goddamn kid. If you get adopted by a Mexican family,
right,
can't speak Spanish.
You're working.
Probably don't like tortillas.
Nope.
Yeah, and you're gonna
Donald Trump hates you.
So much yard work.
Right.
Yeah, and if you get adopted by a white family, mm-hmm, they don't know what the fuck to do with your hair.
No.
And they can't dress you.
Makes sense.
You're always ashy,
mm-hmm,
and you just stand out like a goddamn, I don't know, like a dildo in a man's locker room kind of thing.
Right.
Like, everyone notices you.
Did you have a dildo in the locker room?
Could you imagine if there was one?
You'd be my God.
Who's dildo?
Is Michael Sam? Is he in there?
Michael Sam went to Canada, right? To play. He belongs up there.
You know
there.
Who else played in Canada?
Who?
Skyler.
I did. Oh. I played football in Canada.
Did you play with Michael Sam?
I did not play with Michael Sam. I played with lots of exotic women, though.
Okay.
So you much played sex with up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
I played with their...
The boobies.
There you go.
The pachines.
Yep.
The pachines.
The panuchis.
Yeah. I got a story about it up there, actually.
Do you?
Royce DeCoppo came to visit me,
mm-hmm,
when I was playing up there.
This is not starting well.
Right? But we were playing up there, and I kept telling him how Americans, we're like
the cat's ass.
Yeah. Like, they think that you're like, oh, my God, that's so exotic. American, cool. Tell me more about yourself.
The cat's ass.
Yeah.
I'm more intrigued on that. Is that like a cool part of the cat?
Yeah.
Never heard that before?
No, I have not. You know why? Because that's the worst part of the cat.
So we're up there.
Yep.
I meet this, what was she? El Salvadorian. And he meets a chick. What was she?
What the fuck she was? She
we don't even. Looking. Yeah, we don't even know. She was probably in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Okay.
So,
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, yep. That was her. And we had one room. He was just staying in my room.
Sure.
And had an airbed.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the chicks back.
Right.
And it's my room, so I'm fucking.
Right.
I'm fucking the chick on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I look over.
Air mattress, right?
Yeah. He's fucking his chick on the airbed. And so, I don't know if this is gay or weird or what, but I was more interested in what was going on his airbed.
My fucking knees was getting skint up on the floor.
Yeah, I was like, I'm liking that over there. Completely lost my stroke.
Yeah, yeah. Do whatever you want to do here. I'm going to watch over there.
Yeah, I lost everything.
I got live X videos right now.
Yeah, it was good, though. It was a good time.
Sure.
It was a good time. And this is how awesome dirty Canadians are. What did you... Did you have a condom?
Yeah. Oh, I had the extra condom. I actually beat through the drosh hole that night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, the drosh...
What does that even mean?
The drosh hole... is that weird hole in all men's underwear that no one uses. Like,
okay.
Don't you just pull your shit down?
Yes.
Some people stick it through the dick hole.
Do you do that?
Stuck it through the dick hole that night, put the condom on.
Only person I know that uses that drosh hole, the dick hole.
Is that what it's called?
Rosie O'Donnell. If anyone uses it, it's her.
Is that really what it's called? Drosh hole?
That's what we call it.
It's the drosh hole.
The drosh hole.
Drosh.
This is where we got it. This is where we got it from.
Okay.
Okay. Because while he was fucking her on the ground, while I was fucking a chick,
yeah,
on a twin bed,
right?
Because I was in a dorm. He was like, this bitch is dirty. And so he didn't have a condom. I ended up giving him one, but she was just like, just put it in. And he was like, oh, hell no, this bitch is dirty. Like, I don't even want her touching me. So he was like, I'm going to just stick my dick through the drawers hole if you don't mind.
I need an ass.
Yeah. Just go ahead and pop it on right on up. You remember that, wasn't it a Dave Chappelle sketch? When did the Chappelle show?
Yeah.
He had the long pajamas on.
Right.
And he was like, I'm just going to.
The long John thing?
Yeah. I'm just going to stick my dick through this hole here if you don't mind.
The drawers hole sounds like you're just like putting it behind her knee.
Ooh.
That's what it sounds like.
I could dig that.
Where'd you go? The drawers hole.
Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's that chick that did the bow, not the Bowflex, the Thighmaster?
Suzanne Summers.
I want to stick it in the back of her knee.
Yeah, she had nice knees. She had nice knees.
Look at that knee skin.
Yeah, I like that. We'll answer this
question?
Urban legend?
Urban legend.
Myth. Something I don't want to ask my dad.
Okay.
Can you still have sloppy drunk sex while you're married? Could you imagine asking your dad that?
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Of course, son.
Hey, Papa Bear. No, yeah, yeah, easy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like still good.
I think so, yeah.
And dirty, like, it's a bitch.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's, yeah. Yeah,
she's a bitch, yeah. I'd agree. I just talked to her the other day and I was like, fucking bitch.
Goddamn. Goddamn bitch.
Okay, all right. Well, because my understanding was when you're married, sex becomes like scheduled, like you put it down in a black leather organizer.
Right.
Tuesday, 6:45. You know
right.
I mean?
And you and lick the tip of the pencil like those assholes do.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that?
Yeah.
Why you do that?
You go over your organizer and all your notes, like right. over orange juice in the bay as you're eating breakfast.
Right.
That whole kind of
thing. It makes sense. You're like,
Today.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to work.
Right.
Right.
Ooh, honey, can we reschedule?
I can squeeze you in. No.
Yeah.
No,
nothing like that. No. Nothing.
Nah.
So it's still good.
It is.
All right. Well, I got a story for you.
I'm excited.
One of our friends, who we won't mention his name because he's a police officer.
Okay.
But I will say that his name rhymes with Randon Hewis. So take that for, there's lots of things I could go with that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in reference to sloppy drunk sex.
Right.
They've been a couple for a long time. They're not married.
No.
Although maybe one of them would like to be. Maybe both of them. I'm not sure. The jury's still out.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Could be common law now anyway.
Tana doesn't even know.
Right. You mean somebody who rhymes with manna.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Her name is not Tana. It's Tana. But she told us.
Right.
That when he gets really drunk.
Yeah.
He goes down on her.
Yeah.
And eats her pussy while he's sleeping.
Yeah. No, not when he's drunk. It's just like he wakes up and just sleep eats.
Sleep eats.
Sleep eats the pussy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
That's random.
The ultimate midnight snack.
Yeah. That is a midnight snack. That's the fourth meal that Taco Bell's talking about.
No, you know what? That's a Snickers commercial.
Yeah. Hungry,
waiting to happen.
What? Hungry,
that's
why
Steve Buscemi, and then he goes down on her and he's like, I feel better.
Yeah, hungry, why? That sounds like rape. Hungry, why wait?
Yeah. It's rape.
Give me now. I eat.
Give me panooch.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have another friend just told me a story.
Okay.
About going down on a chick that smelled so bad.
Uh-huh.
He threw up.
What happened before?
No.
I remember you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Two foot jobs and 4 poundings in one day.
Yeah.
By the way.
Whose idea was the foot job? And by foot job, you mean she just put her foots on there and was like, ticka, 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 ticka.
She just tapped the top like this with me.
Okay.
I don't even know how that works.
I want to know what those foots look like.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope they were attractive.
I can tell you that he's been on the show and his name starts with a K and ends in a racking.
Okay.
So, all
right. Yeah.
That really fucking leaves it broad.
He literally threw up on her pachango.
Huh.
Because it smelt so bad.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
That's unbelievable.
Well, interesting.
I want to know if she left or was it like the foot jobs after?
And they were both unconscious?
Yeah, they were both there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because as far as the Randon Hewis.
Yeah.
And Tana. It's Tana.
It's Tana.
Hey, Tana. Brandon is basically Randon. he's unconscious, kind of like being asleep while he's eating the pussy.
Yeah.
So I felt like maybe he got like a pointer or two from Bill Cosby, like, hey,
right,
you like that unconscious sex?
You're gonna
taste like
it.
The Jell-O pudding. Dr. Huxwell, I tell you. Another question.
Yep.
Music, like sex with music.
Right.
What do you think?
I love it, except it times me, and I don't like it.
Yeah. I love sex.
I went from love it to hate it.
Yeah. It's a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
I love sex with music.
Right.
Just because it changes everything. It's like, it's a fucking Mio water. It really does. It sets the mood.
Right.
It also sets the tone. Let me give you an example. Let's just say I have the music on, like, shuffle.
Right.
Because I have an iPod, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Some angry DMX.
Wait, you have an iPod?
I have an iPhone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So maybe while it's on shuffle, right. Tupac comes on.
Okay.
DMX.
Right.
Bone Crusher.
Right.
That's taking it back to 2004.
That also sounds like rape, by the way.
I'm not old.
Continue.
Yeah. But anyways, all of a sudden, with those songs on, my dick has now become a murder weapon.
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy the pussy.
Right.
To DMX.
Yeah. X is going to give it to you.
X is going to give it to you. Absolutely. Our white listeners are probably like, what is he talking about? So for our white listeners,
yeah.
Maybe a little Korn.
Yeah, I'd be like Korn. Or
System
like,
of a Down.
There you go. You know more than I do.
Oh, those are the only two that I like.
That's the only two I know.
Which ones are the other ones that sing, Angels Deserve to
System of a Down.
I like that.
Yeah.
Those are good. Give me a Korn song.
I don't know.
You don't know Korn?
No. I don't know Korn. I'm not a Korn guy.
Okay.
Well, I don't even like the friggin' vegetable or whatever the hell it is.
I can see the Korn music video in my head, but I can't think of the song.
Right.
Where it's a bullet going across and like blowing up everything. It goes through like a water cooler.
Is that Korn?
Maybe it's System of a Down.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's something different.
Maybe it's Rage Against the Machine.
I think it is, yeah.
Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
We can go with that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I went through a phase when I was 11.
All right.
I skateboarded. Okay. I had like a birdhouse.
That was the name of the skateboard and I had a birdhouse.
Yeah, that's the name of the board.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you mean an actual skateboard. Fucking birdhouse.
No, the board was a birdhouse.
Yeah.
And then my trucks were, what were my trucks?
Tenser.
And then I had Spitfire wheels.
Nope, no idea.
I was as about. Caucasian as it could get.
Yeah, I see that.
Dude. I asked my mom for puka shells.
I had puka shells.
She grounded me. I became black a month later and I could go back outside. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. So here's what I want to do, Pudi.
What do you want to do?
Royce the Capo is going to help us out with this,
too.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. For our Sounds of Love episode,
right?
I just want to dim the lights really quick.
Yep.
We're going to light some candles.
Dimming.
Licking the lips.
Yep.
Grab my crotch aggressively.
Okay. We're
going to read some poetry.
Poetry? Like, yeah. Am I going to write poem?
Well, in the name of love, these poems are legit written by me, an actual poet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I don't really know how to read.
Okay.
Well, I know how to read. Like, I'm going to get through it,
yeah.
But people are going to talk.
I've written these for specific women.
Okay.
All right? So if she is listening,
yeah.
Or he, then so she knows, we're going to try to read these as sexy and erotically as possible.
Right.
Okay? I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Don't laugh. These are legit.
I'm going to laugh. I'm going to cover my face with this poem you gave me. That is wet and burnt, by the way.
I was like, angry
it got
after.
Wet. No, you no. Got wet and you were like, I'm going to dry it with this fire.
Well, yeah, because you're mad at her and you're like, oh, I hate her. I'm going to burn this. No. I love her.
Oh, what a thing.
You pour water. Yeah. Is this not wet and burnt?
It looks like it's got iron.
It's unbelievable. Like. It's wrinkly and burnt. It looks like the worst treasure map ever.
So I'm going to read a poem.
Okay.
And you're going to ask me who I wrote it for and I'm going to tell you.
All right.
And then you'll read yours and I'll tell you who I wrote it for.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first.
Yeah. These are so fucking good.
Ow now, brown cow. Ow now, brown cow. Ah. Okay. This poem is titled, I Remember. Okay. Don't fucking laugh.
I feel like the title is just us looking off in different directions over a fucking waterfall.
Here we go.
Yep.
I remember when we were young, immature, free-spirited, lustful, hopes never ending, minds limited.
Full of porn.
We would talk every night, end every talk with goodnight, unable to express our feelings, so instead of kissing, we fight. I remember when we were young, your pillow at night covered in tears, my pillow covered in ignorance, never knowing the pain I caused for years. In the morning, one phone call to wipe your tears away.
Stupid bitch.
In your mind, you believed me, a new beginning, a new day. I remember when we were young, you loved me more than I knew. The more trust you gave me, the more I hurt you. A big dick. Everyone telling you to leave, but it was easier said than done. Unexplainable, our relationship, more pain than fun. I remember when we were young, not together, me with another girl, you with another guy, physically okay, but inside, our hearts cried. I had too much pride to admit it. I loved you. I really did.
But I came too quick.
Right? I was scared. Only 16. I was just a kid. I remember when we were young. Overnight, I fell in love with you. I realized how good you were to me. I wanted to give the same love back to you. I want you to grow old with me so I can make all my wrongs right. All of our dark light. I remember when we were young. I pressed my lips against yours. With my eyes closed, I could see my life intertwined with yours. Your love, mine to have. My last name, yours to keep.
It's okay.
For the rest of our lives, we will swim because our love is so deep. You are my reason for breathing, the reason every love song is sung. I remember when we were young, because with you, time stops. Together, we will always be young.
Even Hallmark was like, "Gee!"
Ask me who I wrote this for.
Who?
I wrote this for an old dirty bitch I met in Kmart. I was going to get, I was going to purchase a refurbished Vizio.
He posted on Craigslist. What is it? Misconnections.
So
who's next?
That's that one. Who else? Who we got next? Let's do Royce the couple. You want to go?
All right, I'll go.
All right,
you want to go?
All right. What's this one titled, Royce?
It's titled "Nothing Was the Same."
Nothing was the same, baby.
After anal. The hardest part of moving on is moving on. The hardest thing to accept is that you're gone. The toughest pill to swallow is I'm to blame.
Or Bill Cosby's.
I've tried for an entire year now, and nothing is the same.
Ooh.
You are my depiction of everything sweet, love, glamour, and fame. In turn, I to you disgust, lost trust, and pain.
Ooh.
Self-inflicted wounds with regrets filling my head. The biggest regret in my life is the things I never said.
Oh, I'm clever.
I wish I could take it back, change memories, ease the past, start fresh, long kisses. Create memories that will last, a picture-perfect snapshot. I had to fuck the snapshot up. Of my life to cherish forever. Memories that can't be taken away. Pictures of you and I together. Naked with my dick out. Since 19 years of age. The only love I've ever known, the last year of my life. From my sorrow and your absence, inside I've grown. I've become what you believed and always thought I could be.
Hate and change.
That's right.
Your eyes so sweet, you saw what I couldn't see. Mm. The light to my dark, the right to my wrong. Let me be the road to your path, the old tune to your song.
Oh.
I won't ask you to love me, hold me, or trust again. I will ask from the bottom of my heart to not let this story end.
Oh.
My wonderful Cinderella, my beautiful love to capture, our fairy tale story, let us live happily ever after.
Ooh.
Let me earn your love and trust with friendship.
Is he English?
One step at a time, let me lead you to happiness. I am no longer blind. With open eyes and heart alone, I have traveled so far. It's clear now that I love you. I love you just the way you are.
You'd be so good at the audiobook.
Right? Ask me who I wrote that for.
Who'd you write it for?
I wrote that for a waitress at Applebee's.
Applebee's.
Once she served me those boneless buffalo wings, I knew I could spend the next
write this down.
3 months of my life with her.
You know, nobody's talking about two things.
Okay.
One, you talk like you're from medieval times, okay? 19 years of age.
She watches so much Game of Thrones.
Two, nobody said anything about this cursive. Have you seen this fucking font?
Poetry should be in cursive, right?
Curl them T, baby.
Curl them T's.
It was a monotype cursive, I think.
It was written with a
feather pin with a hard fucking top.
Think of the gayest thing you can think of. That's the font.
Whatever. We got one more.
One more.
You're gonna read this one.
I'm gonna read this one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ready?
Yep.
This one's titled We.
Mm-hmm. Weenus.
There's you and there's me. That's two, meaning we. I mean we, as in us. You know, you and I, we trust.
Mm.
I come before you, yet sexually. I place you before I.
Yes.
Because before you, I, just a lie.
I was just a lie.
I was a letter, a symbol of selflessness, a representation of my hurt, past, and helplessness.
Ooh, big words.
There's so many, like, big words and, like, big, like, spaces, like you like entered twice.
Okay.
You see, I was my disguise, my armor, my protection, my shield for my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I was my deception, and you were my exception.
Oh,
I see you did that. Placing you before I became me, and with a little touch of love and a twist of one letter, me became we.
Oh, nipples.
Yep.
This is a rap song. Just you and me.
Uh-huh.
That's two, meaning we.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ask me who I wrote that for.
Who? I hope it's me.
Drake.
Oh, man. That was great. That was great.
Well, then. That was
something.
That was definitely something.
It was something.
It definitely was. You know what? You can never... Have you ever written a poem for your girl?
Never.
Never. Mm. Have you, worst a couple?
Hell no.
I think it's because we're men.
You can never go wrong with a poem. Let me tell you why.
Why?
A poem is like a drawing that a little kid gave his mother on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Even if it sucks.
Yeah.
It's the sweetest fucking thing ever.
That's fine. But like, no mom's like, ooh, I want to pound that.
Yeah, well.
Never.
You just can't go wrong with reading a poem to a woman unless.
Right.
She's deaf. Then reading a poem is a fucking swing and a miss.
Let me braille this poem for you real fast, right. Baby.
Definitely. Well, let's do this. Who do you think had the best poem between the three of us?
Best poem?
Yeah.
Mine, because it was the shortest.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we'll let our fans fucking go ahead and post on Facebook, Instagram.
Anything. Just tag us. It doesn't matter. I'll find it.
You could text me if you have my number, because I'm sure a woman...
Apparently, fucking my number was out there. So, yeah, you can get mine.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We should probably redeem ourselves here then.
Mm.
I mean, just because that went gay extra quick.
Real gay. Real quick.
For sure.
Just how I like it.
So,
what
we're going to do here...
What are we going to do?
We're going to give our fans the sounds of love for real, meaning like different women make sounds,
how they make the sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to do that. We're going to do three different types of chicks.
Three. Okay.
We're going to do an Asian chick.
Yeah.
A white chick.
Right.
And a big old black chick.
Sure.
All right.
Named Tessie.
Right.
Let's start off. Let's do the Asian woman first.
You go first.
You want me to go first?
I want you to go first because I'm going to do something different.
Okay. All right. This is an Asian woman.
Non-racist possible. Continue.
Oh, teriyaki chicken. Oh, panda. Oh, I love Panda Express. Oh, bamboo. Mulan.
Mulan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
I like that.
Okay.
Teriyaki chicken, Panda Express. That's like saying Mexican people. Oh, Taco Bell. All
right. That's my Asian woman.
Sure. Okay, I went completely different.
Okay.
I actually did Asian man.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Oh, does that feel so good?
Are you pooping?
That was so good.
Keep going with that.
Oh, God.
That was good.
That was good. Okay, all right. Good.
Let's do, we want to do white woman next.
White woman.
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh my god, fuck the shit out of me, Jacob! Oh my god, these sheets are so expensive!
Ah! He screamed so much!
I almost spit this fucking shit everywhere.
Jacob is the whitest name ever.
That's a white one for you.
Absolute whitest name.
You got a white one?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, pretend I'm chewing a gum. Ready?
Okay.
Oh my god, this feels so good. Hang on.
Are you in my ass or my pussy?
This feels great.
Why would you fucking 1971 from New York.
Oh, that's, my God.
That's how I like them.
Okay. I like that one, all too. Right. Let's do big last black one. Woman? We're going to do a big old black woman.
Let's do it.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, my. Oh, show me what you're working with, Big Daddy. Oh, yeah. Ooh, you're giving me the shakes, nigga. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, baby. Oh. That's a black woman.
That's really good. Wow.
I couldn't tell if he was at church or having sex.
That's when you know it's good.
That's when you know it's good.
That's when you know it's good. Okay, so I'm going to do mine.
Okay.
As if a big black woman is having sex with me.
Okay.
You tried. You tried.
That was good too. All right, so that's redemption from the gay poems.
Yep, yeah,
all right. Well, I'm fucking spent from that. So.
Right.
Actually, your Asian man kind of turned me on, so I need to rub one
out. You gotta go rub one out.
Yeah, I said quick break.
Use that spank bank there.
Spank bank, baby. DV, we'll be right back.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
That was eventful. Help. Yeah. We're back from the break.
We are.
I want to talk about the other part of love that's thus far been ignored.
Just anal?
Because. Well, yeah. I'm not. Actually, you know what? I've done anal once in my life.
It's hard to fit that
Big
old round Pringle can into a square box. You know what I mean?
I've got 8 and change, and typically anal takes $5 bills only.
Yeah.
But love isn't always, what is that? Prenuptial? No. Where you both agree? Consensual. There we go. I've been drinking a lot tonight.
You know, it sounded like rape again. Like, you are really giving that rape vibe thing going.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to give it to them rough.
Yeah. You got to give it to them rapey.
Gotcha. Like, it's not real rape, but they want to feel like it. They're like, no, don't. Okay, go. They do that.
Baby, go. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Have you ever been turned down by a chick before?
No.
Never.
Never.
Really?
You're talking about sex or just in general?
In general.
No.
Wow. You're batting 1,000?
Well, I don't go after that much, you know what I mean? I'm like a fucking pinch hitter that goes in 3 times against the worst pitcher.
Fucking Mark McGuire over here jacked up. You're cheating.
Yeah.
Balco needs to investigate your ass. Have you ever been turned down, Royce?
Fucking right, I've been turned down so many goddamn
times. Yeah. I feel like it feels weird, right?
The more you try, the more you get turned down.
Right, I don't try that much.
Yeah, well, I try all the time.
Playing the numbers game, I gotcha.
There you go, just throw whatever on the wall, see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I get down. Mm-hmm. That's not what most people do.
Maybe.
I mean, because I've been turned down multiple times.
Right.
Here's the thing. Chubby, short, black, sexist guys just aren't everyone's thing, apparently. And I don't understand it because I respect them. You know what I mean? Publicly.
Right.
In private, I cry.
Internally, you hate them.
I cry quite a bit, actually, just because, I mean, it sucks that all women aren't into me.
Right.
It makes me sad. I eat cheeseburgers.
Right.
You know, pudding in the dark. And I ask myself why nobody loves me.
You cry into your ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you.
What about an ugly chick? Being turned down by an ugly chick is the fucking worst.
I would literally kill myself.
It's the swiftest, hardest kick in the dick ever.
Right.
You're never prepared. Here's another thing. An ugly, overweight chick that wears Spanx and tells you, oh, no thanks. I'm good. Wait. What?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You're turning me down. I was going to buy you a McFlurry, you fat bitch.
I break up with you first.
Yeah, right. What's going on here? You're fucking fat. I was going to feed you greasy things, and you're turning me down? Have you noticed in 2015, heartbreaking hoes, what they like to do?
Heartbreaking hoes.
Yeah, that's what I call them. They like to leave the red receipt on their text messages. They want you to know that they read whatever bullshit you texted them, and they don't give a fuck about what you're talking about and aren't replying back.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
That's a good move.
Wow. Mark McGuire over here. That's
good. Yeah.
Do you keep your red receipt on?
No, I don't do that.
I don't like to do that either, just because I'm not trying to. That's a.
Sometimes I don't want to fucking respond. But
yeah, that's a tangled. What's that?
A can of worms.
Yeah. A can of worms. That's what I'm looking for.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Also, I'm not touching worms. It's gross.
Yeah. Yucky. Yeah, I got you.
So fucking gross. Sucking
yucky, yucky, yucky.
Yeah. Have you ever been stood up for a date before?
No. Nicole did almost once. Really? When we started going out, yeah.
Really?
It was close. She was like an hour late to Titanic. Thank God it was Titanic because it was like 3 hours long. So.
Yeah.
But still.
I got stood up for a date one time, and let me tell you something. I could not have been better dressed for bed ever in life. I was looking good. I had my best shit on. For sleepy time. I feel like that's a part of the game, though.
Right.
It happens. No?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Shit, I was on the way to the date. I was in the car like, oh, yeah, I'm about to be at the movies. Oh, we not going to see no movie tonight?
Yeah.
Psych, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I want to bring back psych.
One time I got stood up. We were sleeping on, or I wasn't sleeping. Me and my roommate were sitting on the couch.
You were sleeping.
Yeah. Hey, my roommate tells me, bro, we just finished watching King Kong. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-hour movie. I don't think she's coming. You know what I said?
Give her
put
time.
Another goddamn movie on, motherfucker.
She might.
She's coming.
You know women, right? Yeah. So we always with their makeup.
So we watched Lord of the Rings.
Right.
All three.
Mm-hmm.
Still didn't come.
Didn't come.
Not at all.
That's 12-hour time lapse right there. Right.
Any crazy exes?
No.
None?
None.
You don't have any exes.
I don't have many yet.
Yeah.
My ex is like, did we go out? Yeah. That long ago.
All of my exes are literally fucking crazy. Every last one of them.
Sure.
One of mine. We'll go ahead and mention her name here. Jocelyn has to take the cake for the craziest motherfucker I've ever been with in my life.
Really?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
She jumped out of my moving car because I would not give her the D. It's a hell of a dick, right?
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God. True story.
How fast were you going?
45 miles an hour.
40? She's not dead?
She tucked and rolled like a fucking
that's
pro.
That's unbelievable. Think about running 45.
Seriously, I just checked my rear view. Like, that's impressive.
Good for you.
Yeah, right?
You got a ride?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was fucking, it was very impressive. I gave her the D weeks later, though.
Sure, sure, sure.
Just because she earned it. Like,
yeah.
You rolled.
You waited a couple weeks, too, like, to make her heal.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to have sex with a scabby thing.
Well, there's a thin line between love and jumping out of a moving car.
Is there?
That's what I've always said.
Sure. That is what you've said.
Have you ever loved someone and then grew an extreme hate for them?
Yeah, Nicole.
Who are some of these people you just fucking hate? Or how about some people you just fucking hate? You're not really sure why. There's no real history behind it, but you just fucking hate them. I'm going to name a few people.
Sure.
You got any people you just fucking hate?
I hate Michael Crabtree.
Okay, there's one.
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
I hate him.
Michael Crabtree used to be a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers.
Does he play?
Didn't he get traded or something?
I don't fucking care. He looks like a 15-year-old that just started working out.
All right.
I hate him.
Here's one guy that I hate.
Okay.
Donald Trump. He's giving me reason to hate him now.
I had him too.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I used to have no real reason to hate him. Now I absolutely know why I hate him. You know, just because he decided to say on national TV that all Mexicans are rapists.
Right.
I thought, this fucking guy knows way too much about me.
He found out the secret.
Right. You got one?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm kind of hating Denzel.
Denzel Washington?
I used to love him.
Why?
I don't know. I know he's only made 2 train movies. Uh-huh. We've gone over this a million times. Okay. He bothers me right now.
You're done with fucking the trains.
I hope he comes back. And I right
you hope now. He can. You hope he can. You hope
he can.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. I got another person I hate.
Okay.
The cashier at Fascinations, which is a sex shop for people who don't have the Fascinations.
Yeah. Judgy.
I fucking hate them.
Okay.
I'm in there buying a pocket pussy on a Saturday night. You know what I mean? Don't look me in my fucking eye.
Right.
Don't you dare look at me.
Okay.
Make this more awkward for me, you stupid whore. I'm doing my best to make the most out of this fucking weekend.
That makes sense.
Stop fucking staring at me.
Yeah.
And then here's what they do. They ask me for my ID to buy a pocket pussy.
Okay.
Like you have to be of age to ravage a fucking fake vagina.
Right.
So not only does she stare at me, she now knows where my pocket pussy resides.
Wait, why do you need an ID?
Fucking ridiculous. Exactly.
Do you have to be 18 to buy a...
I guess so. I've been fucking since I was 13, so that shit doesn't make sense.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who I hate?
I had to sign for my pocket pussy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, if there was like an investigation for a murdered pocket pussy, they would know exactly.
Did she say, do you want the 2-year warranty? It's $9.99.
I should have bought that because I'm on my second pocket pussy. My dick is so...
I don't even want to know the first one.
Length isn't my thing, like 8 and change. I'm not... That's cool, but whatever. Girth is my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is like, it's like, I eat I break shoulder. That's what my dick says.
So not only is it very wide, it's very long.
So I had this pocket pussy where I literally, it shredded down. It like it stretched so much that it ripped in half. And I gave my dick like a rug burn at the bottom.
I've never had that problem.
Never had that problem.
No.
It was incredible. It was a proud but burning moment for me.
Right. In life. Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. I got another person that I fucking
so
hate.
Do I.
You got one?
The people at AMC. Why do I get carded for an R-rated movie?
Yeah.
I'm over 17 years old.
Yeah, you have a luxurious beard over
there. I look like I'm 49 years old.
Talk about
they're like
gorgeous. That was fabulous life, future. I didn't do it right.
Can I see some ID?
Yeah.
Really? Sure. All right.
Is it Matthew Dellavedova?
Who's that?
The fucking guy that got so much praise for scoring 8 points against Steph Curry for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Dellanova or whatever? Yeah.
That fucking annoying fuck is that guarded Steph Curry. I hate him. Is it extreme if I said that I wouldn't mind if he wasn't alive?
Like, you want him dead?
I mean, he doesn't have to be dead, but like not breathing would be cool. Is that a thing?
You don't want him dead. You just don't want him to be living anymore.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's what I want.
Right.
He did nothing in the NBA Finals but jump on the ground like he was performing some kind of fucking fire drill instruction. Right. And white people herald him as the literal next Michael Jordan.
Well, that's all we got.
The dude had 4 points and scored and had 3 rebounds.
Well, Michael Jordan had what? 6 rings? Same thing.
Give or take.
Same fucking thing.
Right. Give or take 6 rings and 35 points. And,
Tomato, tomato.
Right. I've heard it both ways as well. Another fucker that I hate.
Yep.
Bryant Gumbel.
Why do you hate him?
He's the biggest fucking Uncle Tom in the history of goddamn Toms.
Super Tom.
Why?
He's the originator of being a Tom. His fucking name is Uncle Timothy.
Uncle
He's
Timothy.
Just racist.
Okay, is Tom short for Timothy?
Needs to be.
Tonight it is. Yeah.
But I think it's Tim.
No, it's Tom.
I think it's Tomothy.
I've heard it both ways. He enunciates his words like every fucking letter. I'm like, this dude is super racist.
You don't like him because he enunciates. He's racist because he says words properly.
He's a stupid black person that wants to be white.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like his mom's name is probably Betty.
Betty's a white woman name?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, it is.
Betty White?
It is.
It's as white as it
gets. That's very white, yeah.
Boom.
Her last name's White.
Yeah. who do you hate?
Royce DeCapo.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
Right.
Look at his stupid face.
Yeah, he's got this fucking like half beard. He's been trying to grow it. Like our beards are triumphant and Jurassic Parkish.
Yeah.
And his are like Bob the Builder.
Makes sense.
Bubble Guppies. Nick Jr.
You know who should play Bob the Builder?
Who?
Chris Pratt.
Okay.
He looks like Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
He does.
Chris Pratt is a cat from Jurassic Park.
Yep.
And Parks and Rec.
Yep. And Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't like Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're the only one.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
Black people don't like it.
It's a tree, a raccoon, and a green woman.
Okay. And do you like the Avengers?
Love the Avengers.
One's a fucking billionaire, the other one's a weird-ass god, and the other one's a big green guy.
That sounds incredible.
Nope.
Everything you just said is cool.
Sounds completely different.
I like it. Anyone else you hate?
Nope.
All right. Well, let me ask you another question. Have you ever been in extreme, like, no blinking, psycho, smiling love before?
No.
Now, before you answer that, I know you said no, but I'm talking obsessed.
Okay.
Not at all?
No.
You know who is the best at that?
Right.
Psycho, crazy, bitch-ass women.
Women are crazy.
They're so crazy.
They are crazy.
I'm confident everything that's happened terrible in life,
right,
a woman is behind it.
Makes sense.
Adolf Hitler?
Yep.
He didn't even hate Jews.
You're saying she's like, you know who you should hate? The Jews.
Basically, his girlfriend was like, you don't love me. And he was like, yes, I do. And she was like, prove it. So he was like, boom, bitch, Holocaust.
That's what he did?
Yeah.
That's the way he proved it?
She was like, that's some strong love.
Not like skywriting with his weird fucking planes?
No. Killing Jews.
Makes sense.
Holocaust.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I like the way you think.
Matter of fact, that was so strong that's what the black women look for.
Yeah.
She was probably black.
She was a white woman.
You could give a black woman like the entire earth and she'd be like, what's wrong? What's wrong, nigga? You couldn't find like another planet or some shit? Like, the fuck's this earth shit? Earth is played out, nigga.
Mars.
Let me get some Planet X up in this motherfucker. I always want the expensive shit.
I think Planet X is a drug.
Is it?
I think so.
Planet X is a drug?
Sounds like a drug.
I want some of that.
Doesn't it sound like a good drug? Are we in the drug business now?
It's not a bad drug.
We've always been in the drug business.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah. Women are just stupid, though.
Dumb.
They like to hold on to the past.
Yeah.
History class.
It's because they remember everything.
Yeah, they wouldn't even give their history books back. They were like, no! I'm keeping these.
It's mine.
I want to learn about history forever.
So we can talk about it for no reason.
Yeah.
No takesies, backsies. I already licked the cover.
When you combine being a crazy psycho bitch
right.
with an academic history scholar,
sure,
you get one crazy ass. You get your wife, probably.
You get Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
That's what it sounds like.
You get my baby mama is what you probably get there. Don't take me for child support. Well, shit, this is a good fucking show.
It was.
That was the Sounds of Love.
Sounds of Love.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yep.
And what is that, Wyatt Earp?
That's no. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. I've heard it both ways.
It was close.
White people are all the same to me.
They look the same.
If you told me you were Wyatt Earp, I'd be like, oh, good movie, dude.
Man, you've aged well.
Well, let's end this motherfucker. Yep. Let's tell everybody where they can follow us.
Follow us on Instagram, Official DP.
Yep.
Yep. Facebook, just DP.
DP. Twitter and Snapchat is at Official DP.
Bingo. All
right.
Yep.
And you can email us at officialdp@gmail.com.
Correct. There we don't get too many emails anymore. What the fuck's that?
We're not. The email is played out, I guess. Email is becoming VHS.
Yes.
I got into it. There was my sister got a new car.
Yep.
She's got a 2015 Dodge Dart. Dodge Dart.
Jart.
Yeah. No CD player. Really? I was like, where can I put this sweet mixtape right now?
It says Booty Mix 2016. Where the fuck am I supposed to put this?
Fucking stupid cars.
You know what? Let's do something. Let's shout out.
Okay.
The best Snapchat photo and photo per, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Alex Cooley.
Okay.
Okay. And his dog Charlie.
All right.
We'll do this every week, every 2 weeks. The best photo.
Yes.
Okay? So start sending some photos.
Also, if you send ass pictures, you're
going to
win.
You're going to get a shout out no matter what. Right. If you send an ass.
Yeah. Man or woman, to be honest.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah. But zoom out, though. Like, if it's zoomed in, I'll be like, ooh, look at that hairy woman ass.
Look at that
ass. And then you zoom out, I'm like, god damn it. It's a 33-year-old fucking lumberjack.
You just said, look at that hairy woman ass.
What? Mexican women have hairy asses sometimes.
All right.
Yeah, I like bush.
You do like
bush. Sometimes
the
bush rolls into hairy ass.
Rolls
crack.
Into butt.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
There you go. White chicks bleach their ass, right?
I don't know.
No, I like it dirty. Like, I want to have this fucking pour Drano down that
you,
ass.
Afterwards, you want to be like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
See, mine is clean. Like, I cut it clean.
There we go.
It was a hard poop.
Okay. All right.
Same thing.
I have one shout out.
Yep.
I want to shout out all the lovers that are listening to
us. The lovers?
So, Alethea.
Listen
and
to us
Ronald.
Having sex.
They're lovers. They're gay, queer fucking lovers. I have some advice for all of our lovers.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right.
Safe sex is great sex.
Right.
Better wear a latex.
Okay.
Because you don't want that latex. Mm-hmm. That I think I'm latex. That was Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He said that in Lollipop. It sounded wise. I was like, thank you, sir.
Okay, made sense.
Take that with you if you took nothing else from this episode, which you shouldn't, because
take everything from this out.
If you take nothing from here and listen to the next episode in 2 weeks, you'll have some good shit.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys then.
Skirt, girl, you really worth the room. Who can walk away? Who can walk away?